More than 200 people have died from a diarrhea outbreak in western Nepal. Dozens are infected each day in remote villages that make up the Asian nation's poorest region. The first deaths from the epidemic occurred over 2 months ago, but only now have the government and aid organizations intervened to stop it from spreading to the rest of the country. Chirendra Satyal of the Catholic Media Center in Kathmandu told us more about why the condition, which is easily curable in developed countries, has had such a catastrophic effect in Nepal.
Western Nepal is a place where there are very few roads, and the people still live in a condition that in a developed world you would think of that as being in the last century or the century before that. So there are very few health centers and very little medicine available. And the people usually resort to even witch doctors and supernatural help. So when we hear of the diarrheal outbreak in Western Nepal, we in the capital city are not surprised when such a thing happens. And the area is so much spread out, like a person would have to walk maybe a full day's journey to just to go to a small health clinic. And there's also a critical news analysis in one of the leading papers today saying the money that's being spent on helicopter charges for the politicians to fly over there and see what is happening, that cost of the helicopter charges are more than the money spent on medicines. So there's a feeling that not much can be done because the area is so spread out. So they're flying in some health professionals, some medicines, but it's not really reaching everyone. And it's going to take at least 2 months to put some sort of control on it seems. That's what's being reported today.